It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. Today's program is being recorded on Thursday, February 22 at City Hall, and it's 9:36 in the morning. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, but one of the things that strikes me is that the mayor gave his State of the City address in January, and he talked about all of the things that are going to be happening now in Biloxi. And he said you're going to be seeing them throughout the year. And quite frankly, as if you drive down Highway 90 right now, you can see the work going on the South Infrastructure Contract right over by Banaki and Highway 90, where they're laying a huge water line on the north side of the highway. You can see the new walkway that they've done some of the logistical work on right at Kivett and 90, and the next thing you're going to be seeing is a big crane come in where they can start putting the concrete up. When you go down to West Biloxi, there's some pavement going on at one of the sites we're real excited about. You know what I'm talking about, Cecilia Dobbs-Walton?
Oh, pavement going down at the racetrack?
Yes.
Yes, the Finish Line racetrack. That is going, go-karting racetrack, that is going down. The other morning, actually, on your way to work, you actually saw them laying the pavement for the tracks, and you put some video on our Facebook page.
These are going to be two tracks. One's going to be an intermediate track. The other one's going to be a high-speed track. These cars, from what I understand, can reach speeds of 50 miles an hour. The tracks are going to be quite the challenge for the novice as well as the professional, and it's going to put Biloxi on the map as part of a circuit of these type drivers who go around the country. It's a miniature NASCAR, essentially, and the mayor doesn't want me to call it the Ferraris of race cars. What do you call them?
Like you said, mini race cars.
SODI. S-O-D-I is the name. Whatever that means, you can Google it. Okay, the other thing that we have going on, of course, is on the North contract. They're continuing to make great progress, much delayed progress, much anticipated progress. It can't be done soon enough for people, but on our city Facebook page or on YouTube and on our website, we have added a new video of progress, which shows all of the things that are going on over there. We are continuing to wait for information from Chief Administrative Officer Mike Leonard in regards to Howard Avenue. What's happening on Howard Avenue?
Well, like you said at the beginning, one of the happening now things that the mayor has said is going to happen this year is to make the downtown the Howard Avenue area to two-lane traffic instead of one lane in that one little area formerly known as the Vue Marché. That is going to be two-lane traffic. So right now they're in the process. Have they gone out for bids yet?
They've gone out for bids. We've received the bids. The bids had several options in each bid. So what the staff is doing right now is they are going through and tabulating those bids to make sure the contractor's numbers all add up. Because if they don't do that and they discover a problem after they have awarded the bid, then we will have a problem. They want to make sure the contractors know if they have a mistake in their bid, the city wants to notify them and give them the opportunity to say, hey, we're going to honor that bid or we would like to withdraw our bid. What the staff's doing is its due diligence in making sure that the numbers add up before they come forward to the City Council looking for approval. We also had a huge City Council meeting on Tuesday. One of the things that was talked about was a land use issue about a service station that wants to go off of Highway 67. And the number of residents showed up. They said that they didn't think there had been changes in the character of their neighborhood to the extent that it should open the door for more for commercial activity. The proponents of the endeavor pointed out that it's not too far away from the promenade. They've pointed out all the increase in traffic in that area. But at the end of the public hearing, after the City Council listened to the information, they made a decision that, no, we're not going to change this zoning. This is an issue that had come up once before, and now it's either going to stay where it is now, or the proponents of it, the property owners and the proposed developers, would go forward with an appeal to court. That's how the process works. You go through the Planning Commission, which makes a recommendation to the City Council. City Council votes on it either up or down. And then after that, the only recourse for the developer is to appeal to court and try to make his case. Anything else that you remember from the City Council meeting before we go to our special guest?
Just thought we had an Arbor Day presentation. I believe there's an Arbor Day race coming up, and they're going to be giving out trees to the racers. I don't remember the exact date. Is it this weekend?
You can find that on our city website, where it's got all of the information from city arborist Eric Nolan, who can talk about that. Now, one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to talk, Cecilia's going to talk in a few minutes about an exposition we have coming up this weekend that will be historic in nature. But there was a trend that started here on the Gulf Coast, right here in Biloxi, a number of years ago, and it has to do with this thing called pickleball, which is sort of a mixture of badminton, ping pong, and tennis. And the person who is in charge of that movement, the person who has been sparking that movement and massaging it to where it has reached epic proportions, is Mr. Tom Lennenberger. Tom, welcome to the City Desk.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Tell me about pickleball and why you think it's so popular.
Well, I can just go back over the last 3 years. Pickleball was started here on the coast over in the Pascagoula area. There was only about 20 people. And we brought it over to Biloxi 3 years ago. And the sport has gone from 20 coast-wide to about 260 currently. Most of our population playing is 50-plus. It's a very important sport for a lot of us baby boomers because we're looking for some activity to keep us healthy besides walking, treadmills. A lot of them are ex-tennis players that cannot use those limbs like they used to, as well as racquetball players. Just as an example, we probably got 30 racquetball players out of Keesler that were retired playing over at the racquet courts. Now they're all playing pickleball.
Why pickleball instead of racquetball, or why pickleball instead of tennis?
Okay, well, pickleball is it's about a third of the size of a tennis court. The game is more of finesse. It really is. So all skills can play. That's one good thing about it. You don't have to be the most athletic person in the world. You're using, Vince said, a paddle. It's very lightweight. The ball is very lightweight. It's a wiffle ball. You're not running as much as you did in tennis. You're sprinting a bit. It's not as hard on your shoulder muscles because you're underhanded a lot when you serve. Your strokes are a little more measured over a tennis stroke. A lot of ping pong players like to play the game. The popularity is growing. There's about 2.5 million people play in the United States right now. They estimate that was a 2015 estimate. They're estimating it's going to go up to 8 million this year. It's played in 20 countries. There's over 5,000 places of play in the United States.
And it is in the Mississippi Senior Olympics that is coming up here in April and May. Pickleball is. Are you playing in that?
Yes, I am. Let me give you another example. It's only been about 5 years it's been in the Senior Olympics. And at that time, I think we had 8 coast players. 2 years ago, we had 67 coast players that played in the Senior Olympics for pickleball. This year, we expect a group of 300 players in the Senior Olympics this year. It's a qualifying year to go to nationals. Also, the state games, Mississippi State Games, pickleball, this was their first year last year, 2017, they introduced pickleball. And it was held here on the coast instead of up in Meridian, where they like to have the games. We had 97 players last year, a very successful tournament. We have Biloxi's kind of the epicenter of the program here on the coast. We've got some excellent facilities. We actually play indoors 3 days a week, and then we play in our sister city 2 days a week.
Tell us the locations of the pickleball in Biloxi.
Great. Well, Harrison County, because Harrison County, again, there really isn't anything in Hancock or Jackson County. Harrison County, we play in Biloxi 3 mornings. From 8 to 11:30. Then in Gulfport, we play at Donald Snyder Community Center. In Gulfport, we play on Tuesday and Thursday mornings at Herbert Wilson Recreation Center. Then out in West Harrison County, there's a hurricane shelter that's been converted into a senior center, and we play there 4 afternoons a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 2 to 5. On top of it, we have a lot of players that are considered seniors because they're over 55, But they're still working. So we have four opportunities at night to play.
Yeah, and there's also a Pops Ferry, courts over at the Pops Ferry complex.
We, over the years, we have tried playing pickleball outdoors because it's a sport for both. The thing about outdoors, tennis players don't, I shouldn't maybe say this, but don't like us to play on their courts. So, and we can't mark them because of the fact they'll pull our markings up. So we started 3 years ago with putting chalk down and hanging water jugs on the net to get it down to 34 inches instead of their 36. And recently, Biloxi gave us two courts that we can use out in the Pops Ferry area. And we found donors to convert those two courts into six pickleball courts. And we've been playing out there since the middle of December. And what's so great, again, it's all donors. This weekend, we're going to have active duty Air Force personnel, construction type, with Home Depot furnishing all the materials to build us a storage shed for our pickleball equipment. The county was good enough to give us two pickleball machines that we can use in training for a lot of our new people. And I invite anybody to come out. We normal scheduled play out there is every Saturday at 9 o'clock and every Sunday afternoon at 1:30. We're going to have more scheduled play out there in the mornings as soon as the weather gets a little more polite to us. The problem with playing pickleball outdoors, you got a little bit of that wiffle ball. If you get a 10-knot wind, it's very challenging. So
that event is this Saturday, yeah. Over at the Pops Ferry Courts. Now, is this event free for anyone to participate in? If they're interested, how would they get involved? Do they need to sign up? Tell us about that.
The best way is Parks and Recreation Director. They've got their office is taking a lot of my calls. So if anybody wants to play pickleball and learn it, they should call 388-7170, and they'll hook me up with those folks. And then I'll get a hold of them. I'll find a time where we can do training. Let me give you a good example. Last Saturday morning, there was a retired Navy dentist, a retired Navy nurse from Iowa. They drove by and saw the sign over there, Pops Ferry, and it said pickleball. Never played pickleball before. All week, they've been playing pickleball with us. We've been training them. As a matter of fact, last night I had three couples, all retired military, Air Force couple from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Army combat helicopter pilot, Vietnam from Kansas City, and this couple from Des Moines, Iowa. We all got together. We went to the Navy home or the Armed Forces home to show them some amenities we have on the coast because two of those three couples are very seriously considering maybe coming down here on a part-time basis, maybe half a year or whatever. Matter of fact, one said he's thinking about buying a condo. So this sport, just as another example, over the last 3 weeks, we've had visitors from 38 altogether playing with us from 11 states and two provinces of Canada just this last 3 weeks.
So this is something fun that anybody can get involved in. It's free, and like you said, there's training, so if they're a little bit scared or want to get involved in some activity, that's really cool that y'all offer the training to get someone involved in that.
Mike Leonard, CEO here, and I've got to tell you, I've got one little tiny part in this great success story that I'm proud of. When I first heard of pickleball, I'd just gotten here, and I didn't know what it was, but I have a friend that runs a YMCA up in Maine. I called him and said, tell me about pickleball. And he said, oh, my goodness. He said, it's mostly a senior sport, but it's growing. And most of the people that play pickleball have got time on their hands and money to spend, and they're going to drive you crazy. So as it turned out,
and we do drive
as it turned out, we were about to refinish the floors at the Donald Snyder Center, and of course they're painted for basketball, and we decided, well, look, before we refinish the floor, let's put the lines down for pickleball and basketball, just make them different color, different size, and we ought to be able to use the same court both ways. And so just literally the contract was about to start, so we changed the contract so that we got both sets of lines down. And a week later, pickleball guys were there taking, and they just took over. And it's just amazing what this group has done. And with some city support and a lot of things they've just done on their own, it's a terrific program.
I have a question. Why the word or the name pickle? Where did that come from?
Okay, that's a tough one. It was developed in 1965 by a fellow in Washington State. And it was a family game. So he combined, he took the badminton net and put it down level. He went out in the garage and made a couple of wooden paddles, and he took a wiffle ball, which was common. And it was on a badminton size court, so he used all of these things together. And what happened, see, it was named after, they call a pickle bowl, a pickle boat, is a boat where all the oars that couldn't fit on another boat, they put them on this particular boat. So that was called the pickle. Now, sometimes they also had a dog named Pickle, and the dog used to run after the ball. So there's several stories about the whole thing. And we do, as an example, in Dinah Snyder, our average player is between 42 and 44 players per day. So, but we do train. Matter of fact, every Tuesday, we have a training seminar for all beginners or other players. We have a training team. I have six good individuals that love training. And the thing about it, even now, we're trying to get it into school-age kids because they're really anxious. Here's another prime example. I was out at the courts about 2 weeks ago, and I saw this father, wife, three kids. They were playing pickleball. And they were playing on the tennis court side. And I opened up the other side, the new side, and I gave them the combination, say, play all the time you want. What was interesting about the fact, I found out this fellow was he was a deputy commander of the 81st Training Group, and we've been trying to get pickleball over at the Keesler. I have five faculty members from the Biloxi School District that play with us, and one is a PE coach for the Biloxi Junior High. They've already bought nets and four nets, and they're going to introduce it in their PE program. And I have a team going up to Hope Academy to teach kindergarten through age five, the young kids, how to play pickleball. And the reason why, one of their teachers plays with us, and she thought this is a good thing. So it's ever expanding.
Is it true? I've heard a rumor just this morning that Lindsey Vonn is retiring and that she's going to take up pickleball, and it's expected to be an Olympic sport soon.
Is that true?
Well, hopefully. Someday, maybe. I'll probably be in the grave.
So the bottom line is that you're now increasing the demographic involved with pickleball. It is not for just old people like you and Mike Leonard.
Exactly. One of the things I do for the U.S. Pickleball Association is I'm an ambassador. It's a volunteer position. And the whole purpose of being an ambassador is to work with our civic leaders like Mike to help us develop more places to play, work with the community and other organizations to promote the sport. And it's a great sport.
Your oldest player is how old?
My oldest is 91. He's a World War II veteran. And then my next oldest is 87. These are all men, veterans. He is a Korean War veteran. I've got numerous Vietnam vets, some combat wounded. I even have one that's a paraplegic. He was a recon Marine, lost both legs.
And Mike just mentioned you have a priest.
Well, we have two Catholic priests. And we have a pastor. We used to have a Mormon bishop play with us. And matter of fact, I talked to the Catholic priest yesterday, and I said, Father, it might rain Saturday, and I really need you to intercede for me, you know, and maybe not and stop the rain.
Yeah.
So
it's nice to have a chaplain on your crew.
Yes.
So one of the things that Mike Leonard really has liked about this initiative is that you have been able to not only generate community interest, but you've brought in places like Home Depot.
Yeah, we on this particular our outside courts. We had a private foundation, Tri-Life Foundation, that donated a considerable amount of money to convert the courts. We've had Island View Casino that was very gracious. Of course, their general manager plays with us, too. And then we've had Home Depot. We've had some support from Cable One. And we've had support from the Board of Supervisors with the machines.
Okay, let's circle back, as Mike likes to say. Let's circle back and talk about this Saturday and what time can people come if they want to come volunteer, and just what they can do whenever they come out there. And the date of this Saturday, we haven't said that yet, because once this program goes online, it's there forever. The 24th is going to be this Saturday. And also, why so many veterans?
Well, the reason why, we have a lot of veterans here on the coast, because you've got Keesler, you've got
the CB base,
and you know, there's more veterans moving down here because Florida is becoming overcrowded. They got to go somewhere, and we're a prime target, and for many reasons, the cost of living. But I want to tell you, with my experiences over the last 3 years talking to visitors, it's the people of Mississippi, especially the Gulf Coast, that they don't forget. They realize the best ambassadors we have is our individual people down here. And I think we ought to tout that. Pickleball is a good way of doing it because they meet a lot of other residents, and a lot of them become friends. They go out together, and just an example, those three couples last night. And matter of fact, we're going to play pickleball tonight at Donald Snyder. I'm going to try to get Mr. Leonard to come to learn his first maiden pickleball, and maybe go to lunch or dinner with us over at a local restaurant.
Well, I'm curious. Here's a tough one. Who is the best pickleball player in your family?
Dion, my wife.
Well, that was quick and to the point. I like
that. Politically correct, too.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Talk about Saturday.
Oh, yes. We're going to kick it off. Play starts at 9 o'clock. But we are going to start at 7 o'clock in a military, 0700, with the volunteers. We don't really need volunteers to help, but this is not a gigantic shed because we don't want to fill up our whole court with anything. And we're going to have some veterans help the current active serving people on the shed. We'll have some live coverage at 6:30 just to talk about what we're doing today. And then at 8 o'clock, they're going to have live coverage again at WLOX for showing the construction. But at 9 o'clock is a cool time to come also because you can really see players playing. And we'll have people there to help indoctrinate what pickleball is about.
Okay, I want to thank you. I want to thank you very much, Tom, for being here. William, would you say that he is a dynamo?
I would think of a dynamo, an extremely prolific and knowledgeable of this thing simply called pickleball.
Yeah, I'd heard the story about the dog before. I didn't hear some of the other stories. But the other thing that we have going on that's going to be happening on Friday and Saturday over at the Biloxi Civic Center, it used to be called Coast History Week, but now it's going to be the Coast History Exposition, and it's going to be on Friday and Saturday over at the Biloxi Civic Center. And if you were to venture over there, what you're going to find is a host of groups that are focused on history, and they're going to be there to give displays.
Oh, I know. And folks, history is so important. How many times has Vincent and myself said, you don't know where you're going if you don't know where you've been? And as far as Biloxi is concerned, you've got a history you should be mighty proud of.
And I want to tell you what we're doing, too, is we're broadening the net. We're going to have people from D'Iberville, people from Gulfport, people from Ocean Springs. We're inviting them in. It's going to be 24 groups overall. And if you look on the website, you'll see the schedule. There are going to be some guest speakers. There are going to be some films that are going to be shown. And the beauty of it is, it's all free, and there's a number of groups that are help putting it on, and we encourage you to go out and look at that. If you want to know anything else about what's going on in Biloxi, just go to the city's website at biloxi.ms.us.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi. Ah, yes, the wonderful world of pickleball. This is William Sackett speaking.